Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
News Talk Breakfast are going to be talking about the Occupied Territories Bill on the show this morning. It's on the front of the Irish Times. Voters have become more cautious on the bill in recent months, with almost half of all voters now favouring either not passing the bill or investigating the possible consequences for Ireland before passing it. Just a fifth of voters, 20%, say the bill should be passed quickly, a further 14% saying its scope should be expanded and it should be passed quickly. About 38% of people, though, say the government should investigate possible consequences for Ireland before passing the bill, and a further 10% are opposed to passing the bill at all. Also, the property tax stories on the front of the Irish Times. Dublin homeowners face property tax hike of up to 34%. This is if councillors follow through on an agreed increase in the tax rate today. So they're expected to vote today in Dublin to increase the property tax rates. It'll be the first time in Dublin they've done this since 2013. And that... So they're allowed to give you a discount of 15%. They're not going to apply that discount this year. And that, coinciding with a national property tax revaluation this November, means that your property tax in Dublin could go up by 34%, could be an increase of 34%. Confusing one to get your head around, but if you're in Dublin City, your property tax is going up, essentially. Also, we're going to be talking shortly about the vote being extended to 16-year-olds in the UK. The Irish Times says politicians in Northern Ireland have broadly welcomed plans to lower the voting age to 16. First Minister Michelle O'Neill hailing the change as a step forward for democracy. Would be interesting to see what implications this would have for United Ireland if 16-year-olds in the North are allowed to vote for the first time. Irish Independent on the front page says house starts are at their lowest rate since lockdown. There were only 1,356 commencement notices for new homes in June, the lowest June since 2020 during COVID lockdown. And the number of new home starts in the year to date is 6,325. This is the amount of new homes started this year, 6,000. The figure is the latest indicator that there's been a slowdown in house building. I heard of a story recently, by the way, of a housing estate in Kildare where they're now giving you your carpet upstairs and your flooring downstairs to try and flog the houses. And it seems to be quite successful, but they were kind of struggling to get rid of the houses until they gave this offer. And now in the past, you got your free kitchen. We got a free dishwasher and loads of free bits, free tiling in the bathroom. But now they're doing your carpet for free upstairs and your laminate flooring downstairs to try and flog the houses. Irish Daily Star, guilty. A man has pleaded guilty to the killing of a pensioner who was beaten by three men and left to die in his home. This is Tom Nyland. And John Irving is the third member of a gang to plead guilty to manslaughter over the death of Mr. Nyland in Sligo. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, death driver uncle guilty. A man has pleaded guilty to dangerous driving, causing the death of his niece 3 weeks after she'd given birth. This is Margarita O'Rourke, age 21, who died after she was struck by a car driven by 42-year-old Danny O'Donoghue on the 21st of December 2024. The Irish Sun on the front page, I talk to Sinead all the time. This is the Sun's front page. Sinead O'Connor's dad has opened up about his heartbreak after the singer's passing, revealing, I cried my eyes out for a fortnight. I still miss her. The 2-year anniversary of Sinead O'Connor's death is approaching. Hard to believe it's 2 years. News Talk Breakfast, we're talking air code this morning. It's in the Star. Over 97% of people in Ireland have a validated air code for their home address. It's 10 years since air code was launched. I have noticed recently signs up outside houses with their air code. I saw one recently where they have their air code printed on a number plate and stuck up on their house. And since its launch in 2015, there have been 197.3 million million lookups on the Air Code Finder, with 2 million average searches per month last year. So Air Code, certainly successful now, but the star going through quite a coloured history, because if you remember, a lot of people weren't in favour of Air Code at all when it first came in 10 years ago. Anyway, more on News Talk Breakfast about that. Rosie O'Donnell is in the star as well, because she has shared how she sprung into action to assist a 90-year-old woman who suffered a choking episode. Rosie O'Donnell was performing at the International Comedy Club on Wednesday. After the gig, she went to the Dillon Hotel to get dinner, and she explained that during the meal, she looked across the restaurant and she saw a 90-year-old woman choking, and she was with two women who were in their 50s, and Rosie jumped into action and gave her the Heimlich manoeuvre and save this woman's life, it would seem. Anyway, Rosie O'Donnell is going to be with us here on News Talk today because she's on the Pat Kenny show, so tune into that this morning, and I'm sure she'll be chatting more about her good friend President Trump, who wants to get rid of her US citizenship, is the latest on their long and difficult relationship. The Telegraph has an interesting one about drink driving and the day after. And apparently people who drink alcohol after 10 p.m. could be illegally drink driving if they get behind the wheel at 9 a.m. the next day. I Am Road Smart, which is a road safety charity, has warned that drinking alcohol the night before driving could pose a serious threat the next morning, even at 9 a.m. because of slower reaction times. And a survey of motorists shows that more than a fifth of motorists have drunk alcohol after 10 when needing to drive before 9 the following morning, and 38% of people who had drank alcohol ahead of driving before 9 a.m. stopped drinking after 9 p.m. I would have thought you're safe enough if you stop drinking at 9 or 10 to drive the next morning at 9 a.m, but apparently not. Half the problem here is that it's impossible to know if you're over the limit or not. But anyway, something to consider, particularly tonight. Staying with consuming drinks in the Times of London, children under the age of 7 should not drink these slushy drinks because they can pose a serious health risk. Heard about this recently. There's a more of a warning now from the Food Safety Watchdog in the UK. And children under 7 drinking these slushies can pass out. So they really shouldn't be drinking them. I was in the cinema recently and everyone around me, all the kids, were drinking these blue slush puppy type drinks. But those aged 7 to 10 should be limited to no more than 350ml a day of the drinks, and under 7s shouldn't be drinking them at all. So just be aware, your child can pass out. It can cause shock, very low blood sugar and loss of consciousness. Exactly what you want for your kids. Kind of a bizarre thing that we still have in our cinemas and in areas where they're sold to children. Final story from the Times of London. It's the story of the week, perhaps the story of the year. And this is a kiss cam that was sweeping across the crowd at a Coldplay concert in Boston. And the camera panned in on one middle-aged man with his arms wrapped around a woman. And the grey-haired man took his arm straight off the woman and ducked down. The woman winced and ducked as well. Chris Martin says either they're having an affair or they're very shy. And it turns out the couple have been having an affair. Andy Byron is a married chief executive of a company called Astronomer. And Kristen Cabot is his chief people officer. And it seems like they were having an affair and that has gone viral. So had they not ducked, by the way, when the kiss cam went on them, had they just reacted normally, it would never have went viral. But it went viral because they reacted and tried to hide from the camera. So be very careful. And maybe don't go to a Coldplay concert if you are having an affair. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.